Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion to approve the budget tax reports for the month of August.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion to approve the payment of bills from August 27th, September 8th, abstracts.
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Carried. Kate?
Good evening. I want to show you charts from two studies on the epidemiology of cancer deaths in the vicinity of cell towers. This one from September 2011 is especially important because, you know, I should, where should I stand?
I can hold this if you want to read.
I mean, because I'd like everyone to see it, so maybe if I stand over here, okay. I should have figured that out a long time ago. So this one from 2011 is especially important because it collected the incidence of death before the time that just about everyone began to have and use a cell phone. We get a clear picture of the radiation from the towers themselves. You can see here the blue line showing cancer deaths in the general population. And then the red line charts the clear rise in cancer deaths the closer you get to the towers themselves. We see especially at 500 meters, that's here, that a nearer is more dangerous. 500 meters is 1,640 feet, roughly a third of a mile. Our current zoning has nothing in it to regulate the setback of towers. They could be installed a mere 160 feet, like a tenth of that distance, from your home or your child's preschool here. In this second chart, from January 2021, we see the capitals of Brazil, of the states within Brazil. So that's all the red places are the capitals of the states. The states of Brazil. The bullseyes are the zones of cell tower radiation, these round guys there. The beige vertical bars, like here, or now yellowish the way it printed, show the incidence of deaths from all types of cancer. And we can see that the incidence is significantly higher where the tower radiation is. And it's always higher where there's more radiation. The Pine Haven Tower, just to the east of Philmont here, has not been up for that many years yet. No epidemiological survey has been done here, and cancer usually takes time to develop. We have not witnessed yet the outcome of just this one tower on the well-being of our community, except that some people are experiencing illness from its radiation. Hence, it would be unwise to assume that all is well and to continue to lay on more radiations without regard to studies such as these. In addition, here is just one image of a small cell 5G antenna pole, what it might look like. The idea is that they will be scattered throughout neighborhoods, radiating at near range to our homes 24/7. If we assume that our government has our backs and has actually studied these radiations such that they have been cleared for safety, we would be entirely mistaken. Though there is a mountain of evidence of harm to human beings, plants, and animals, and most especially the bees, our government has never, ever research shown that these radiations are safe and harmless. The FDA's big study more recently released showed adequately that there is cancer harm from these radiations. But rather than acting wisely in accord with this to roll back the standards of emissions, it ignores its own findings. However, if we take hold of the multiple levels of authority we have, local, state, and federal, that we do in fact have to regulate how and even whether towers and antennas will encroach upon our village and our well-being, we can at least do what is wise. I strongly urge, let us do this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Mr. Fitzsimmons.
Nothing new to report, just ongoing projects.
Jessica. Building inspector, I'll do that. There was 4 certificates of compliance, 1 certificate of occupancy, 3 CO searches, 15 registries, 5 building permits, and 34 tenancy COs. They had another good month. Library.
Can we get that?
Yeah, sure.
Library report for September 3rd. She had vandalism and graffiti in the pavilion that has since been painted over by DPW. And an incident was filed with the Columbia County Sheriff's. She noticed some cracks on the front window last week. It looks like someone tried to break the window with a heavy. Story hours for Tuesdays are 10 to 2 and start September 2nd. They're going to have story time and general chair yoga starting up again in September. The summer reading program wrapped up on August 12th with an ice cream party. There was 173 children for the 12 programs. The director attended Board of Trustees meeting, attended the CCLA meeting, attended the Board of Trustees meeting again on August 11th, and ran the CCLA booth at the Columbia County Fair for 5 hours. Upcoming Aquamic Alumni Artist Reception on September 12th, sewing after school starts for 6 to 11-year-olds on the 15th, NADA Ear Acupuncture Clinic on September 27th. She got $1,376 in local library aid, $3,500 in donations, $1,000 from the Bank of Greene County for the summer reading program. And there were 1,025 people in the library with a circulation of 2,291. Some free fridge visits. In-person program attendance was 116. People attending outside meetings in the cultural center, 65, and a few library cards and road trippers, 115. Battle of the Books tournament with the Clyrock Philmont Middle Schoolers on September 6th at 10. Mid-Hudson Library System trustee training at PPL on the 9th of October at 5:30, and Mid-Hudson Library System 66th annual membership meeting is October 24th at the FDR Library. Keynote speaker Sam Ellen.
Delinquent tax penalties were updated and 35 delinquent notices were mailed. Certified notices were mailed out for emergency return off. Renewed a library CD, completed multiple FOIL requests. Fire protection agreements will be signed and mailed to Hillsdale and Clover. Completed the Ring Square phone update at the community center. Placed some orders for the community center grant. Assisted the CO with rental registries, inspection forms, and payments. Did a lot of record retention, file purging, and organizing in the office. The office will be closed Monday, October 13th for Columbus Day.
Community center.
Okay.
Okay, the center report for August, that will be ready to the director. Calling was checked, everything is completely in order. Third picnic table was ordered with grant money. Thanks to the governor for putting it together. Tables will go down by the basketball court. The display board on the exterior of the building and the whiteboard inside are all set up. Again, she thanks DPW. Programs, she says, thanks to Chrissy Speed for letting her know about potential arts program developer and facilitator. She received a great proposal from the person and will meet soon to finalize plans. And she just thanks everyone for their support.
Doug, is that in addition to Jess or instead of?
It's gonna be a contractor type thing, not an employee.
A contract thing, okay.
For classes.
Okay, because we're still looking for somebody to put community center events onto the website.
Okay. There haven't been any.
Yeah, but we don't have, when there are, we don't, we need someone to.
Oh, you mean.
I need to train somebody and give somebody, and I've given that to Jess, but I haven't heard anything back, so I'm assuming she's not doing that, but we're.
You wanna send it to me, Deborah?
You can upload them?
It's not like the frequent language release, so it's not.
Okay, great.
If it gets to be too much, I'll send someone else to do it.
Okay, great.
I just need the information how to do it.
Yep.
Okay, Mr. Doyle.
We had seven calls for service, 55 property checks. One UTT issued, three warnings, three parking tickets, which are all located on Main Street. And then as you know, we had the extra night calls, after the meeting that we had, and it's a work in progress.
Sally?
Hi, good evening, Jody. So the regular borough committee meeting is held on August 26th and is attended by Matt Johnson, Barbara Segal, David Bolivais, Karen Schomer, and me, Sally Baker, PBI. Number two on the underneath the priority sites, community center in the Canal Street area. 23 letters were prepared by village clerk, thank you very much. Signed by Mayor Johnson, thank you very much. And mailed with a project briefing sheet, which you had last month, to the current members of the Capital Region Economic Development Committee in connection to the village's application for funding submitted to the CFA Consolidated Funding Application submitted in July. So the CFA grant awards, as mentioned last month, usually they're anticipated to be announced around mid-December. Moving on there, Boa, the task 2.3, which is the zoning analysis and recommendations, that project is progressing well with Nan Stolzenberg of Community Planning and Environmental Associates. Moving along, grant updates for the local water revitalization program. Right now, we are in process of getting the towns participating to put up on their websites the watershed characterization chapter that was produced by LaBella a couple of months ago, and also to get the survey up. So both of those items are coming up. We're having a meeting on Wednesday, and that will be the next sort of big push to get the towns actually getting these materials on their website. And then the updates on the DRI, New York Forward application. So the month of August was spent continuing to develop the materials. Thank you. including using the PBI office on Main Street for rotating two presentations as follows. So the first one is going to be September, October 5th, and that's going to be asked for information for input on programming for the community center. That comes down, and the next one that goes up, October 11th to October 19th, and that will be asking for community input on the Main Street projects that have been submitted for the DRI. And then October 25th to November 1, that's where we have the municipal projects, again asking for community input.
October 19th.
By the time we get to October 19th, we should be fairly in shape in terms of having a full proposal completed by then. So the DRI opened last week on the 4th of September, and the deadline is November 7th, which means that we need to have everything completed by at least November 4th to get up into the corporate state. That's the DRI. And then historic district updates. PBI was issued two questions in August with questions regarding how to apply for the preservation tax credits connected to the village of Philmont Historic District. Can I ask a quick question here? Does anybody know Olson? You know, Rona? Is it Rona Olson? The brewery building? Do you know her personally that you can call her to say, to ask her if she's aware that she can use the tax credits? I don't know her, so I don't.
I think she's in Pioneer, isn't she?
Oh, no, she's in a grocery store. Having a house painted. House painted in Newport for new stairs.
About her daughter maybe doing a building. Diane? Do you know Diane? Does anybody know?
It's Matt Perry, right?
Yeah, but they've split up.
Yeah.
Right. But does anybody have like phone connection with her? Can
no.
You save me a letter? No. Okay. Right. Okay, that's it. That's all I have.
Tom?
The Climate Smart Community met August 13th, and then we meet again this Wednesday. At the top of the list has been the Funding Futures program, which, just a reminder, we won the grant to do community outreach for how the community uses the outdoors, and the community in this case is Philmont and Claverick as a collaborative effort. We felt a number of people felt it wasn't quite going in the right direction. We now had several meetings with the center, and the latest is that they are agreeing with how we would like to do it. Diverse community that uses the outdoors across Claverick and Philmont, and we have a process of how we think that will work, which is a kind of hub and spoke strategy. So you start with a small group of people, and you tell them each one of those people does that other person has to come up with ideas, and so that you expand it in that way. We're working on having questions I think that's about it.
something like that.
In these meetings, so. So we hope to start doing those interviews shortly. The protocol to carbonization, I've had meetings with the mayor, it's clear that we need a design build firm to take on the administration of the project. That's just to coordinate all the different pieces that are identified in the report. And so I've reached out to three companies, BBL, Meyer Construction, and Alfondre. I did a very good conversation with the representative from BBL, who seems interested. I sent a report to him, organization study, and he is supposed to get back to me, hopefully, with a proposal. So the deadline, so on that, is November 1st.
DPW and water. Again, this month I had several meetings with Mr. Harkin, but we had a fog on Church Street, which is all due to lack of rain. There was a valve that went down on the clarifier at the sewer plant. It needs to be changed. The water tower is back to normal again. They got the electrical problem figured out. New transistors put in, so everything's talking the way it should. And Mr. Harkin and I and Louie went up and marked the line out for the fire pumps. So that's going to be done this month. So I met with Tom and the private smart people. And there's a lot of good things that came out of that. One of the best things was that since we have to do geothermal, and since the parking lot is not ours, somehow Mr. Pano got Mr. Sheffo to agree to let us do it, and he may want to hook into it.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's only a positive thing, because the more people that hook into it, the better off it is, the more money we can get for it. So, thank you very much for doing that.
You'll be willing to meet with him?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
No, I told you I didn't think that was bad at all. I think we'll get something ironed out. But thank you for making the initial contact. Skip and I met with the cops, all the sheriffs, the troopers, and our police force. And we got some things straightened out. Skip will elaborate on that. We met with the library again. We're getting the agreement, memorandum of understanding, ironed out. Slow but sure, but it will get done. And I guess that's about it. Doug?
Okay. I did some property checks, found no big problems, except for we did have a problem in the village with the graffiti. That ended up where I had to make some calls, and we had some meetings about that. I helped set up the police meeting, which unfortunately I wasn't able to go to the prior commitment, but thank you to Brian and Skip for going. And Brian and I had a meeting with code enforcement, and I reviewed the final county natural hazard mitigation plan, especially with an eye towards what, you know, was in there about FOMA. It all looked good, so I think we should pass that.
We got that on the...
It's on the agenda.
All right.
Yeah, I had Doug review everything before I added.
Yeah, so I read that.
Mr. Speed?
Well, sidewalks are done up on Summit Street. Waiting to see how much money we got left so I can find out where I'm going to go next. Made the special meetings. One of the things with Brian and I met with Town of Clarvick, Supervisor, Big Kippy, Little Kippy, and then we had Brian and myself, representative from the state troopers, representative from the sheriffs, representative from the village police department, and due to all the facts that the kids run around at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, the graffiti that we had, they decided to all agencies are going to work overtime. They're going to get, you're going to see more sheriff's cars, more state trooper cars in the area. If they're coming down from Chatham or Lebanon or something on the parkway, they're going to get off and come down through town before they go finish their route. So it looks like we should get some satisfaction. If not, put fear of God into them so they'll stay home, and hopefully now that school's open, they'll go to bed on time. So I thought it was pretty good meeting. Do you think so too, Hokey?
I thought it was real good.
Yeah.
Okay. Helps when everybody sits around the same table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, made the other meeting on August 11th, and that's about it right now.
Okay. Deborah?
Most of my work this month had to do with the Funding Futures grant and coordinating with our Funding Futures fellow, Anya and Katie Flamia. And it's been really an interesting process, and it's, I think, exciting because it's a grant where Philmont and Clavrec are collaborating, and we're very different municipalities, and so it's got its challenges, and we're making progress, so that's exciting to see. It's a bit time consuming right now, but we'll be moving on, as Tom said, into these interviews, which will be exciting. And I think that's you know, and then I just made some website updates. Sally and I are in communication about updating the DRI page in the coming weeks, and that's it.
Thanks.
I have Chief Beaumont's report for the fire company. There were 18 calls for the month. For the year, there have been 75 fire calls and 46 EMS calls. Past month, there were 3 drills, 1 truck inspection, and 6 work details.
Thanks. Correspondence? There's a, yes.
Can I add in a bit?
All right.
Yes. So I just wanted to note here that Roger Mason came in and dealt with the graffiti on the mural.
Yep.
And I worked with the Office of the Aging, got their approval, got the county facilities approval. And then Roger Mason actually was amazing, but I got all of those approvals. Then I contacted Roger, and he just came over with his paintbrushes and called me and said, "Have you seen your wall yet?" And so he came in and did that, which is pretty awesome. So, and he did a great job. It was very nice. And he said that the experience of making the mural 25 years ago was, you know, great. And he, you know, wanted to undo the habit that had taken place. So, and now we're moving along with that, and we're going to do another artist in residence. We'll work again with the Taconics High School, and we'll do those 2 rows of names. We'll repaint all of those, and then repaint those back, and we'll do that on the grant money and have the artist in residence probably next spring, early summer. That's the goal. So, and Roger may come back and do more on the mural. So it would be nice if we sent him a letter.
It would also be nice if we have some pictures, Sally. I'll put a post up on the website, you know, of the work, and maybe his name or picture. So.
Yeah, I mean, well.
Unless you think there's a reason not to.
It's fairly sensitive, obviously, because the graffiti was, you know, by minors, so you can't.
I wasn't going to mention that. I was just going to mention, you know, we can do it in a way that just says thank you for refurbishing the mural and brightening it.
Facebook and people were incredibly, you know, appreciative that it was done so quickly, done, dealt with, done. You know, so, but yeah, so you can work on that in a very sensitive way.
Of course.
But I don't want to make it a target, you know.
Right.
Right.
So we can just present, here's a photo, here's the, you know.
If we can get the artists in residence sorted out with the Taconic Hills, and then, you know, then we can do it, because then it'll be, this is what we're doing next, and you know we'll involve, we'll do all that free breakfast thing that we did 25 years ago.
Okay.
So, can we do a letter to thank Roger?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Is Vern and I haven't really checked, but is the graffiti removed off of Family Dollar and Cumberland, or is that still there?
That was still there. It was off the nutrition center, but it wasn't. What's that? Cummings got painted. So Cummings is now painted, so but it was still on Family Dollar.
Is there anything we can do to help Family Dollar? Because, I mean, it'd be better if we can get that off of everywhere that it was put on.
Yeah.
I don't know. You got any ideas?
Yeah.
Well, we'll think about that. I mean, I imagine we're not really allowed to use municipal resources to help them. So maybe we can think of something.
Let the ones that put it on take it off.
Yeah, but we don't have them, do we?
Close.
Well, yeah, you're right, Skip. That's what should happen.
Yep.
Correspondence, there's a list on the table, and the hard copies are in the office. Most of them are in the resolutions.
Motion to move the October Board of Trustees meeting from October 13th to Tuesday, October 14th at 7 p.m. due to Columbus Day holiday.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to put out for bid the furnishing of number 2 fuel oil service and maintenance for the Village of Philmont Municipal Building, Library, and Community Center. Bids to be opened at the October 14th board meeting.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion put out for bid the furnishing of propane service and maintenance for the Village of Philmont Municipal Building, Library, Water Tower Building, and DPW Garage. Bids to be opened October 14th board meeting.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to appoint William Wendover Jr. to the Village of Philmont as a member.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to authorize the village to apply for the New York State Downtown Revitalization Initiative, DRI, and New York Forward Funding Projects.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to close the grounds of the community center and the library from 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. and post signage.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And then we have the resolution adopting the Columbia County multi-jurisdictional natural hazard mitigation plan dated June 2025.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Vern, will you tell the sheriffs and the troopers that we passed that motion tonight?
For signs?
Yes.
Yep.
And the grounds are closed at 9. Mr. Hook, could you have Louie make me up some signs? Please? You'll see him more than I do. He doesn't come to the sewer plant in the morning, so.
And Jess, if you send me language, I'll post. Did we post that? I don't think we posted to the alerts on the homepage for closing the for the enforcing the.
Finish the new business.
The 9 p.m. Yeah, no, yeah.
Okay, when you send me something, I'll post it.
I don't have any.
I got something, but it's for Louie. I'll just deal with it myself.
You got anything? You guys got anything? One more motion.
Motion
to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried.
Good night, Philmont.
You're done.